Jeremiah chapter 30. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord and said, This is what the Lord God of Israel has spoken. He says, Write all the words which I have spoken to you in a book. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will reverse the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land which I gave to their fathers, and they will inherit it. And these are the words which the Lord spoke to Israel and to Judah, for this is what the Lord says. We have heard the sound of trembling, fear, and absence of peace. Just ask and see, does a male give birth? Why do I see every man with his hands on his waist, like a woman giving birth, and every face turned pallid? Alas, for great is that day, with nothing like it, and it is a time of distress for Jacob, but he will be saved from it. And it will come to pass, on that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke off your neck, and I will undo your fetters, and foreigners will no longer impose servitude on him. And they will serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up to them. But don't you fear, Jacob my servant, says the Lord. And do not be afraid, Israel, for I am about to save you from a distance, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob will return, and he will be quiet and undisturbed, with no one causing fear. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, for I will make an end of all the nations to which I have scattered you. But I will not make an end of you, but I will discipline you judicially, and I will certainly not acquit you. For this is what the Lord says, Your demise is incurable, your blow is grievous. There is no one pleading your case for you to be bandaged up. You do not have medicines for recovery. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. For I have struck you with an enemy's blow, a cruel chastisement, for the great extent of your iniquity, and for how your sins have become immense. Why do you cry out about your demise? Your grievous situation is incurable. It is because of the great extent of your iniquity, because your sins have become immense, that I have done these things to you. On this account, all those who devour you will themselves be devoured. And as for all your adversaries, they will all go into captivity. And those who plunder you will become an object of plundering, and I will make all who spoil you an object of spoil. For I will bring restoration to you, and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord. For they called you cast out, and they said, This is Zion, she has no one seeking her. This is what the Lord says, I am about to reverse the captivity of the tents of Jacob, and I will have mercy on his dwelling places, and a city will be built on its heap of ruins, and a citadel will stand where it has that right. And from them, thanksgiving and the sound of people rejoicing will go out, and I will increase them, and they will not be few, and I will glorify them, and they will not be belittled. And his sons will be as in former time, and his congregation will be established before me, and I will visit all who oppress him. And his illustrious one will come from his own self, and his ruler will issue from his inward parts, and I will have him come near, and he will approach me. For who is this who has pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? And you will be a people to me, and I will be God to you. And behold, the Lord's storm, fury, will go out, a sweeping storm. It will whirl on the head of the wicked. The fury of the Lord's anger will not relent until he has carried out and established the purposes of his heart. In the last days, you will contemplate it.